Dame Letty Colston refilled her fountain pen and was about to continue her letter when the telephone rang. She lifted the receiver. As she had feared, the man spoke before she could say a word. When he had spoken the familiar sentence, she said, "Who is that speaking? Who is it?" But the voice, as on 8 previous occasions, had rung off. Dame Letty telephoned the assistant inspector, as she had been requested to do. "It has happened again," she said. "I see. Did you notice the time?" "It was only a moment ago." "The same thing?" "Yes," she said, "the same." "Surely you have some means of tracing..." "Yes, Dame Letty, we will get him, of course." A few moments later, Dame Letty telephoned to her brother, Godfrey. "Godfrey, it has happened again." "I'll come and fetch you, Letty," he said. "You must spend the night with us." "Nonsense! There is no danger. It is merely a disturbance." "What did he say?" "The same thing. And quite matter-of-fact, not really threatening. Of course, the man's mad. I don't know what the police are thinking of. They must be sleeping. It's been going on for 6 weeks now."